Shalom, everybody. In Parashas B'Shalach, the Torah describes the tremendous miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf by saying in Perek Yudalid Pasuk Chavtes, V'hamayim lahem choma miminam umismolam. The waters were a wall, a choma, on Bnei Yisrael's right side and on their left side. However, the Torah spells the word choma without a vav. It's pronounced choma, but it's spelled ches mem hey without the vav. Why? Why did the Torah spell choma without the vav? The Baal HaTurim, Rav Yaakov ben Asher, who died in 1343, is the author of the Tur, and he also wrote a Perush to the Chumash. And on our Pasuk, the Baal HaTurim says that the Torah spells choma ches mem hey without the vav, hinting to the word chema, which means anger. What anger was there? The Baal HaTurim quotes the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, which says that Bnei Yisrael took with them Pesel Micha into the Yamsuf. Pesel Micha was the idol that Micha built and worshipped. We see that in Sefer Shoftim in Perek Yud Zayin and Perek Yud Ches. And the Baal HaTurim says, based on that Gemara, that the origins of that idol can be found in Egypt. And the idol was brought through the Yamsuf by Bnei Yisrael. So even though Hashem loved Bnei Yisrael and performed this incredible miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, there was still some anger, some chema. And that anger is hinted to in the word choma, spelled ches mem hey, hinting to the word chema, which means anger. That's the Baal HaTurim. However, there's a question that's asked on this idea. It is true that in this pasuk, the word choma is spelled chema. Not pronounced chema, but spelled chema. But this pasuk is the second time that these words are used. Five psukim earlier in Pasuk Chaf Beis, when Bnei Yisrael first stepped into the Yamsuf, the Torah also says, V'amayim lahem choma miminam umismolam, but this time the word choma is spelled with a vav. So why, when Bnei Yisrael first step into the Yamsuf, the word choma is spelled with a vav, but five psukim later it's spelled choma without the vav? Why was Hashem only angry in the second later pasuk and not in the earlier pasuk? This question is asked by the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Eliyahu of Vilna, who died in 1797, and he says the following beautiful idea in the Sefer called Sefer Hagra. Sefer Hagra was edited by Rabbi Yehuda Leib HaKohen Maimon, who died in 1962, and in that Sefer, there is a section called Yalkut Biurei Hagra LeTanach, and there on our Parsha, on page Lamed Aleph, the Vilna Gaon says that Bnei Yisrael did not just jump into the Yamsuf randomly. Rather, they walked into the Yamsuf in the same order that they would march in the wilderness as described in Sefer Bamidbar. Shevet Yehuda comes first, followed by Yisachar and Zvulun, etc., etc., all the Shvatim. And who was last? Shevet Dan. Shevet Dan, the Torah calls in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yud, Pasuk Chavhei, Me'aseif l'chol ha'machanos. Shevet Dan was the last Shevet to march in the wilderness, and Shevet Dan was the last Shevet to go into the Yamsuf, and it was Shevet Dan in Sefer Shoftim who was connected to Pesel Micha, to Micha's idol. Shevet Dan were the ones carrying the idol, the Shevet walking into the Yamsuf last. And that, says the Vilna Gaon, is what's going on with the two psukim in our parsha. The two psukim, one with choma with a vav and one with choma without the vav, denoting anger. When Bnei Yisrael first stepped into the Yamsuf, Micha's idol did not come in with them. It was way in the back of the nation, nowhere close to the Yamsuf. So the Torah says, V'amayim lahem choma, with the word choma spelled with a vav. There's no anger here, because the idol had not yet come into the Yamsuf. But later, after all of Bnei Yisrael had stepped into the Yamsuf, all of Bnei Yisrael, including Shevet Dan, with Pesel Micha, when that happened, the Torah says, V'amayim lahem choma, the word choma without a vav, suggesting the anger that Hashem felt, so to speak, now that Shevet Dan and Pesel Micha had been brought into the Yamsuf. That's the Vilna Gaon. Another beautiful explanation is said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Leib Eger, who died in 1888. He was the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And Rabbi Yehuda Leib Eger is the author of a number of Sfarim, including the Imrei Emes. I was not able to find this idea in the Imrei Emes, but I saw this idea in Rabbi Yehuda Leib Eger's name in a couple of Sfarim, including the Sefer Vayakel Moshe, by Rav Moshe HaKohen Gordon, who died in 2018. When B'nai Yisrael first stepped into the Yam Suf, they were still enveloped in the mental and psychological slavery of Egypt. The Egyptians were still alive. They were chasing after them. And B'nai Yisrael were still understandably gripped with fear. So Hashem wasn't angry. He understood that they still held on to Pasal Micha. However, the second time we hear this pasuk was after the Egyptians drowned. B'nai Yisrael saw Hashem's great hand. They saw the miracle of the Yam Suf, the miracle of the drowning of the Egyptians. At this point, B'nai Yisrael should have let go of Pesel Micha. When they didn't do that, Hashem expressed his anger, his chema, onto B'nai Yisrael. Have an amazing day, everyone!